Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my. I got an apology to make. I got pissed. And I failed to read and answer on air the questions that were posed on Facebook. You got cues, throw them in there. I'll answer them this time. Or I can read and talk, as was pointed out by a friend. Anyway, there's a lot of things that go on in the world. Now, I'm going to play a song, give some people time to get on here. It's all about broadcast news. Oh, just kick them real hard where it hurts the most. The simplicity is right there. Reality. Time is run out for waiting for officials to take action. So, I'm asking, point blank, up close, personal, and these are high-level people. The people, and I ain't talking about just me. I'm going to voice it, though. They're sick and tired of the same things mom is sick and tired of, the weight gain. They hope and pray as parents that someday the individual that they got fun and games with grows up and matures to the point where they don't have to play that game of catch anymore. Oh, hey, catch a kid by the hair of its head as it goes by, you know. They don't think that you can do that, but you can do that. Well, if they got hair, that is. So, alrighty now, exactly where is all this action that was promised? And this is promised by high-level officials. I'm not talking about podunks and dingleberries and talking heads on TV. I'm talking about high-level officials. This was promised to me directly. Awareness is at new heights, you know, as in everyone knows of the mountains of evidence and extraordinary number of indictments. Oh, man, arrest warrants and all that. Everything's there. It's all waiting. Now, I wonder who the holdup is. I don't think President Trump is holding it up. So I'm going to go to Mr. Barr. He's the chief head law enforcement officer in the whole world. As far as we're concerned, Mr. Barr, please get off the pot. Let's go. If you need assistance, if you need some kind of help, I got a whole load of people that are ready to go. They're armed, and they can be very dangerous. However, they're not known to be. So, does anyone know of the several groups ready to strike because officials are failing to do so? Yeah. I hear rumors from differing people about these people that are locked, loaded, and ready to go, to quote President Trump. This is something on the order of dozens, okay, that number in the millions of people all ready to exact justice. That don't mean mass executions either. I'm talking about the mass arrests. And as everybody knows, and I'll elucidate a little bit, if for any reason any individual official or group of officials refuses, for whatever reason, to do their job, it falls to we the people. Ooh. Yeah, that could get dicey right quick. When I say exact justice, I don't mean run around executing people. These people will execute the mass arrests. Hello, not difficult. From everything I'm getting, it seems that people in the military, enforcement, and representatives are more than ready. You know, come on, let's get with it. Show me. Uh-huh. Those in a position to take action might consider doing so, as that large, silent majority is watching, and most of them are armed. They're ready to go. You know, when the police are minutes away, it only takes seconds to rectify a situation. Seconds count? Yeah. Underlying the concerns is the right to self-defense and the fact, and this is a fact, you can look at anybody that's got them, that gun control has failed. So forget that. How about we backdoor these mothers? You know, sneak up on them when they ain't looking, that sort of thing. Watch in such a manner that they can't detect us. Several have ignored my proposal of simply tracking those who are, or may be, dangerous. And you can make that determination pretty quickly. It's not difficult to find some nutcase that wants to kill everybody or whatever. The major marketing that tracks searches and interests shows that these people can and do follow everybody online. My. Well, that means that you can get a fully loaded file or dossier on all the nutcases that want to kill all the Jews or all the Mexicans or all black people must die or whatever it may, or all white people must die, whatever the, you know, the situations vary. Simply, either help prevent mass shootings or you are all for them. Ooh. Hello there. Snapchat, Facebook, you know, it's a long list. A real long list. How many of the Democrats and liberals find this unacceptable? Come on now. Y'all walk out when you're going to play military games at Google. How about this stuff? I mean, you know, hopefully the liberal disease hasn't rotted your brains yet. Ah, yeah, I'm questioning your intellect, each and every last one of you. Come on, you know, if you're not going to stand up for yourself to protect yourself, what are you going to stand up for? Nothing? Oh, I think I need to pray. The dope addict's breaking in the front door, using the butt of his automatic weapon to break my door. And oh, Lord. How many find a refusal to help stop mass shootings offensive? Ooh, yeah, let's pump it right up there. Put it on par with all this other stuff that people think so cool. fly a Confederate flag, and that's hate. Oh. Now, these dinglebats, and I noted this quite a while back on one of the shows about wanting to whitewash over the murals of Washington, George Washington. Really? Hate speech, in this case, is defined in its nastiest form of killing innocent people. You know, go down to the ball and see how many you can hit. Well, target practice. I suggest working with enforcement silently. Ooh. You've heard of Silent But Deadly. That's the one that all of a sudden everybody gasps for air on the elevator when they're going to work. You know what that one's about. Supplying that complete file on those who are open in their belief that violence is some sort of a warped solution. This is what you got to look for. And, yeah, I got some magazines to go through, but I'm going to do it light. The flip side in this is that enforcement, hello, check a reported person using a database. You're going to have a flag. You're going to have a combination of flag. Let's put it in order. Criminal history or problems, be that at school or whatever, job and all that. And flagging people that are heavily visiting the KKK site or the White Channel or whatever. Supplying a complete file on those who are open in their belief that violence is some sort of warped solution. That's what you do. Okay. and you can build a database so easily, so quickly. The flip side in this is that enforcement check a reported person using a database. I have heard numerous occasions where people were reported before they did mass shootings, could have been stopped, and law enforcement giggled and went to the donut shop or whatever they did. Think about that very carefully, law enforcement. You are a part of the problem if you're not part of the solution, irrespective as to your position. The idea of flagging would apply to those who have a criminal history, trouble in school, and those who are prone to violent solutions. That's the nutcase starts fights at bars or in high school or grade school, wherever. This would stop the legal purchases. You can flag them so they can't buy legal. In addition, parents need to secure their weapons. Lock them and take the key. Think about that very carefully. How do you get guns off the street? Well, how do you stop the back alley illegal sales? Follow the crooks to know where and when. You can address it directly. The dingbats that would buy a Uzi, what the hell are you going to use a Uzi for? Sure as hell ain't hunting. You talk about messing up some meat, you put enough holes in it or enough bullets in it, and, you know, if you haven't, you have not lived. until you've been eating fried rabbit and chomped down on a one of the pellets from the shotgun that killed the rabbit. Oh, talk about painful. And then we got this one here. This is from the Washington Examiner, Soltis Anderson. Whether gun control passes depends on who versus what. Well, not really. Try Second Amendment. Prioritize protecting gun rights versus controlling gun violence. Well, guess what? What used to be an even split in 2013 is now a 16-point margin in favor of controlling gun violence. I fully agree. Now, at a very high level, the winds have shifted toward greater overall support for gun control. No, baby cakes, it ain't. You missed that. Totally. That's simply straight up not true. Red flags, background checks, they ain't going to work any more than a crook follows the law. It's not difficult to understand this. The left says universal background checks have long been a popular policy. A recent NBC, NPR, Marist polling confirmed that the policy to earn overwhelming support continues to earn overwhelming support, with 83% saying background checks should be required for everybody. That's a lie. Straight up. False information. Whether Anderson made that up or it comes from somebody else, I have no idea. But then you got the politics. I'm off gun control to an extent, but not totally, on bulbs. Just light bulbs. Democrats offer demagoguery. Oh, boy. They offer us dangerous light bulbs where it takes a hazmat team to clean one up. Think about that very carefully. You break one of them things, you'll find out. Democrats are trying to have it both ways on light bulbs. They declare that light bulbs are a trifle, but also that it's imperative the federal government regulate them. On light bulbs, Democrats show a shallow hypocrisy that reflects a deeper one. What's the deeper one? Follow up. How can a light bulb be important enough to outlaw, but not important enough to talk about? Hello. Here we go. Another little level. Coming from lawmakers, we will regulate how you live your life. And if you ask us about it, we'll attack you. You've seen that. All right. The 2007 energy bill effectively outlawed most traditional incandescent bulbs through efficiency mandates, and that has been reversed. I'll have you know that they're not playing that. They're not allowed to play that game anymore. Remember the deregulation that's been going on? Well, thank President Trump. The media and Democrats are really upset about Trump rolling back light bulb rules. Oh, my. Well, maybe if you'd screw your head on straight, you wouldn't have that trouble. These rules aren't even in effect yet, but they're going nuts over it. These little hypocrisies point to a bigger hypocrisy. Democrats are willing to inconvenience us all in the name of saving the planet, but they're unwilling to take the most critical steps to actually slash greenhouse gas emissions that are contributing to climate change. Contributing. Remember that. It leaves a little out. Nuclear power is the only feasible zero carbon source of energy. No, it ain't. That's the nastiest thing you can do. Why? Well, you want 230,000 years of a waste product that kills if you get in close proximity? You think about that. They refuse. Nuclear power refuses to do the double burn. Yeah, that's right. Burn it one direction. Yeah, it's still radioactive. Burn it the other direction, and it comes out. Carbon fuel rods, they come out where you can take the fuel rod, crunch it up with a hammer, and put it in your garden, and the plants love it. So, it seems as though the green folk are less interested in saving the planet than they are in telling us how to live. and then tell us to quit complaining. Sounds familiar. I bet it does. Oh, we won the winnable war in Afghanistan. Nope. Fix the internal security first, then consider leaving. Come on, y'all. Get it straight. It's not difficult, and yes, we can help tremendously in fixing the internal security problems. The Queen, oh my goodness, trying to buy votes. Ooh, free goodies. When the Democratic president promised to cancel almost all student debt, make college free, create a massively subsidized government, child care network, and pay reparations for slavery. The cost of this and many other free goodies runs into the trillions of dollars. Hello, Queenie Elizabeth Warren. A warning. Shatter the retirement income. incomes of people who have earned and saved thriftily throughout their working lives, you're going to have an uprising. Warren plans to plunder the diligently created property of the middle class and business upon which that wealth is founded and dole it out at moral hazard to youthful voters, and she hopes thus to lure in exciting droves to the polls. Ah, elect me. Tell them anything. Seriously. Anything to get elected. Ooh, this isn't your father's economy. It's your single daughter's, really. Growing army of single working women are changing not just the workforce, but also the retail and housing economy and the shape of the American families and communities. That's true. They are doing that. Oh, boy. Millennials are reshaping the economy. Yep. So, where does that go? Well, let's get into ludicrous law. Stay in school, kids. By law now, flagrantly and persistently disobeying a teacher used to get you suspended. Now in California, such students are protected by state law. Willful defiance is just fine. Los Angeles had already banned these suspensions, arguing that they fall disproportionately on students of color. Well, I don't care what color somebody is. There's certain mannerisms and manners that you are supposedly required to know how to exercise as a human being. So maybe you should, you know, go to a class about that. Even though African-American students make up less than 6% of California students in the 2017-18 school year, they represented 17% of suspensions. Oh, my goodness. It's unfair, is it? Maybe a video of the dink acting out or punching a teacher or some such will change that. It should. Other states, including Connecticut, Oregon, Texas, similar suspension bans, really? Broward County, Florida banned nonviolent suspensions. So if you're a student acting up, well, my. That sounds like crazy making. Word of the week. Really? The pessimistic premise of the word of the week is that there is a giant posse of self-deputized language police organizing themselves around the idea that by making moronic demands about how we should use language, they can fix the world. Hey, Facebook, I'm still in jail. Got a couple more weeks of this being banned. Why? Well, because I called a reality, and it's going to get worse, and you'll find out how. Destroying the college presidency. Try me. Social justice groups and fundraising demands shoved the empire-building scholars out of academia. Ooh, only half of the American adults think colleges and universities are having a positive effect on the way things are going in the country. 38% say they are having a negative impact. That's up from 26% in 2012. Now it is hard to find qualified people who want to do the job. Well, who would want to put up with horse hockey from all sides? That's like being a bus driver. You're wrong before you go anywhere. It really is. It's the same exact thing. College presidency is no longer a role to be filled by the visionary scholar, but instead by the glorified fundraiser or the woke bureaucrat. Ooh. And results seem to be climbing in number and quality. supply of candidates does not bode well for the future of higher education. Well, there's the only thing higher about it is the expense. As somebody who's got debts, legal issues. Oh, I looked at my watch and said it's 4 o'clock. I haven't been sued yet, but the courthouse is still open for another hour. Michigan State University charged with 2 felony and 2 misdemeanor counts for allegedly lying to police during their investigation of sexual abuse allegations against a certain individual. Well, guess what? I'm inclined to agree with the ideology of truth in terms of sexual misconduct, period. Okay? Penn State was sentenced to 2 months in jail for his role in covering up a sexual abuse scandal there. Federal judge later overturned that conviction, but still, think about it. Yeah, who's responsible? The person that sets the manner in which you conduct yourself at the university. Now, this is all from the Washington Examiner, September 17th this year. Washington secrets. Woo, this is Bedard. He comes up with some good stuff once in a while. AFL-CIO has 37 reasons to vote against Trump. Nope, they don't. More better than not. It's really simple. Help Democrats? What the hell would you want to have socialists running around loose for? Workers shouldn't vote for Trump. Why? Whoa, he's nasty. Highlight. The list that touches on minimum wage, worker safety, Social Security, Medicare. His office even created a graphic that reads, "The Failed Pledge to American Workers." Oh, really? that's because you're no longer in charge. And you really hate that more than anything else. Blue-collar workers are thriving with wages rising and record low unemployment. What you going to do with that? Faced with the choice of economic success or failure, the choice for American workers is clear. We want to win. Remember he said we get tired of winning? Oh, boy. Interior demands probe of House staffer bullying. Appropriation staffer got booted out of an Interior meeting. And the reason that person got booted out was not because of anything other than the House Appropriations Committee harassed and bullied a top agency official. Oh, a letter to the Ethics Committee. Feel intimidated and unsafe. Compounded his inappropriate behavior by subsequently denigrating Ms. Castor, dismissively describing her to the media as a minder. Well, the actions broke the House Code of Conduct and must be investigated. I hope it is. The Ethics Committee wouldn't come out and comment on Interior's demand, and nobody from the committee has responded to Interior. Oh, we're going to see if it just disappears, fades away. Here we go. Retail, the war with China. Retail industry chiefs see no end to the trade war as consumer goods walloped. Well, retailers got a problem. They import a lot of their stuff from China, and guess what? It's going to really mess up your day. It really is, and the reason being is that retailers are preparing to take a hit as the first round of duties imposed September 1st targets 92% of apparel and 53% of footwear shipped to the U.S. from China. Ooh. Think about that very carefully. You got a brick-and-mortar thing, and somebody just slammed the door on your fingers. Cinderella tax. The clock struck midnight, and our beautiful clothes turned to rags. Oh, my. The president has urged American companies to move their manufacturing out of China back to the U.S. to escape the duties. But a person who will take over as president of the American Apparel and Footwear Association next year said, shifting production isn't easy. Okay, well then, sounds like a hard way to go to me. Already, some major manufacturing companies have moved manufacturing out of China. but to other countries in Southeast Asia, including Vietnam, Taiwan, and Malaysia, rather than the U.S. They cited cheap labor. You sort of forgot to put that in here. Somebody will, you know, a business report that's lacking details. Huh, imagine that. Melissa Quinn, you need to do your homework. You need to get it. You need to get yourself at least up to my level of the obvious. Survey from the Institute for Supply Management showed American manufacturing activity contracted for the first time since 2016. The Federal Reserve warned the ongoing trade war could threaten economic growth. Oh, my. Retailers still trying to figure out how to survive the fallout from the trade war. Bottom line is realizing that Washington is probably not going to be able to fix the problem that Washington created. They have to take matters into their own hands. Well, whoopity-do. Everybody was raising the hell about China screwing them over. And when you got somebody that actually does it, everybody goes nuts. Oh, he's got to be impeached. He's terrible. He's anti-everything. Well, you got some people, Trump and his GOP challengers. Well, challenging President Trump for the 2020 presidential nomination. I don't think there's much there. And the last sentence stipulates that Trump won't be replaced. The replacement won't be at the hands of the retreads who are challenging him in the GOP primaries. Carney, it's another columnist, and this time he's got a really good one. Working class party will be mostly non-white party. That's true. There's less of us than there is of them. Policy reasons to embrace populism, cronyism, and corporatism were on the march. Ooh, they're moving. Thus, Trump made the GOP a white populist party. Did he? Building the GOP as a white populist party has a moral downside. It excludes minorities. Oh, boy. And immigrants. Cultivates racial resentment by casting non-whites as scapegoats in the suffering of the white working class. Well, now, maybe we might want to make sure that those people are legal. You're talking about immigration. And you might want to be sure that the minorities are not undercutting the standard pay for whatever the job might be. That happens a lot. Yeah, and I've been in that, so yes, I know. America's working class is becoming less and less white. Working class adults in the workforce who do not have a college degree. The working class is less white than the rest of America and becoming less white every year. In 1970, according to one analysis, America's working class was 89% white. Now, fast forward. Now the working class is less than 60% non-Hispanic white. By comparison, the adult population in the United States is 64% non-Hispanic white. Okay. I wonder if this is due to retirement. I wonder if that's where the problems lie in terms of some of these numbers. Republican immigration framework have included tens of thousands of visas for low-skilled guest workers. And that's stopping, by the way, just so you'll know, Mr. Carney. Low-skilled guest worker visas are recipes for exploitation. They are precision-guided weapons to drive down working-class wages. And then further on today, pundits talk about the working class and talk about white men. And when we think of populism on the right, it's tied up with white identity politics. Oh, that's terrible. That's too bad. Conservatives should change that by cultivating a conservative populism that focuses on the working class of every color. And I agree. And then you got the crackers and frackers, and the crackers are not the kind you're thinking of. Democrats are going to war against shale. Elizabeth Warren joined Bernie Sanders calling for a total fracking ban. Well, if anybody's ever seen the Moonscape left and the pollution to the water systems. I'm talking about the aquifers and other capable and viable things. You'll find that's true. This stuff is nasty. What do you mean? Well, they've got drilling and fracking and whatnot. And this has been reported multiple times, where somebody is losing all of their cattle or production capability simply because the leftovers from fracking kills the critters. It invades the grass. They eat the grass and flop over. Providing an opportunity for generations of families and communities that had been hollowed out by the demise of manufacturing and coal in the area. And this is changing that. Well, we only out we got is fracking, huh? No, that's not true. If the Democrats continue to make these arguments and push these issues that which are going to hurt the economy and these key states, then it plays right into Trump's narrative. Yeah, this is part of the cycle and what's going to happen. But would you rather have me, who's going to have less regulations, not wipe out entire industries and try to build back the manufacturing base and try to get jobs to come back to the United States, or give a Democrat who's so far left, who wants to get rid of entire industries because some environmental concerns that can be addressed without destroying the whole industry? Gets real interesting. Donald Trump is in serious danger of losing in 2020. This is Klein. And the only answer I got to that is nope. Not happening. All right. Here's where the title of the show came from. And I editor's letter from the week, September 20th this year. Editor's letter. And I wrote, any reality? Now, this goes to people that think they can get a job anywhere because of what they've got available to them. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. It may have been a tad inelegant, but Johnny Paycheck's 1977 hit song expressed a sentiment that everyone who works for other people needs to keep on their playlist. Ooh. If the boss demands a humiliating degree of subservience or issues orders that violate your conscience, it's time to hit the play button on Johnny and walk out. Really? In Washington, where proximity to power and fear of President Trump's wrath have reduced legions of public servants to simpering yes men, it's deeply disturbing to see how easily this president has bent subordinates and acolytes to his will, compelling nodding affirmation. Obvious untruths, really. You got proof, Mr. Falk? You know, give it to the Democrats. They'll impeach him over it, uh-huh. obvious untruths and complicity in words and deeds that they surely know are wrong. I question that. Justice Department threatening automakers with an antitrust suit for preferring California's emission standards to Trump's. No. States don't have the right to dictate to the federal government what to do. Like it or not. go look it up. The White House suspending $250 million in military aid to the Ukraine for declining to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Really? See the U.S. He's got references to the other stories in here. But Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross warned the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that anyone who contradicted Trump would be fired. Horse hockey. What happened was that they came out with that map. It wasn't a Trump manufacturer. It came from those people who are supposed to be experts. So, horse hockey. Acting chief scientist this week launched an investigation into the coerced statement, saying that if scientists alter their predictions for political reasons, it will debase their work and mislead the public. Guts and integrity? No. stupidity. It was your map, not Trump's. So where does that put that? In the trash can where it belongs. And no, I'm not absolutely sold on President Trump. He's a good man. He's doing a good job. He's keeping his promises. That's better than most any politician I know of. Oh, boy. The main stories. Afghanistan peace talks crumble. Wiping out people for leverage failed. Hello. My. Do you think Al-Qaeda was playing straight up? This is a one-sided report. Cancel plans for Taliban. Call off talks after a suicide car bombing in Kabul that killed 12 people, including U.S. soldier. Yeah, you better believe it. you want to get into it? Al-Qaeda supported by the Taliban killed 3,000 Americans on 9/11. I hate to bust your bubble, you guys, but 9/11 was an inside job, fully and absolutely and completely approved. Think about that very carefully. USS Liberty, same deal. Trump said the peace talks are dead as far as I'm concerned. Cool. What happens when you treat diplomacy like a reality show? Well, why don't you ask Al-Qaeda why they decided that they could gain leverage? Now, think about this very carefully. Well, they could gain leverage by killing a bunch of people. He's bungling of these talks will lead to more violence, bloodshed in the country ravaged by nearly two decades of war. Right now, Al-Qaeda is in the process of being stomped out. Trump got cold feet? I don't think so. But you still have a problem of the Taliban-run medieval theocracy known as Iran. when the Americans finally leave, they won't look back. That's true. So, you know, here's some good news from the military. For the first time in the U.S. Army's 244-year history, two sisters have attained the rank of general. Congrats to both of you, 153, 151. And believe me, they wouldn't get there if they were not overtly qualified. So, you know, you got all this fun and games going on. Ooh. Here's Sharpie Gate. Here's that map. He's got it up. He's holding it up. Displayed his doctored map. It wasn't doctored any more than anything else. more like crapola. Is Trump at war with reality? No. He ain't. The Weather Service issued the map. The likely route was good to go across Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico and probably follow the Mississippi River north. Ooh, the CNN pundits, few of these sneering pundits will admit that CNN's own weather personalities had themselves mentioned Alabama as a possible location for impact from hurricane activity. Trump wasn't wrong. Early projections showed it coming ashore in Florida, parts of Alabama, and the storm's cone of uncertainty. Oh, boy. Oh, and then you got these dinks at the Vatican. They say that the Harry Potter books are banned. They're out of the got to get them out of the school libraries. Why? Well, they conjure evil spirits into the presence of the person reading the text. What a crack of shit, dude! I don't know who you are. You think you are, but you have a long way to go in terms of education. fewer Americans insured in 2018. Yeah, they removed the. Individual mandate jump came mainly as a result of cuts in coverage by Medicare and Children's Health Insurance Program. No, they cut the individual mandate, and that's why it went down. It's just that simple. Hello, let's get this straight. Come on now. U.S.-Mexico border, tighter squeeze. Efforts by President Trump and Mexico to deter migration to the U.S. border appear to be working. Border Patrol arrests. There fell to 51,000 last month, 30% drop from July. It's getting better. It just takes time to get this under control when you got to deal with that size of a deal. Ooh, Lynchburg, Virginia, unchristian charges. it seems that Jerry Falwell Jr. Has been profiting off of all the good people that he thinks he ought to charge for things that he shouldn't charge for at all. Ooh, car bombing stopped. Now, there's a problem with this. You got a splinter group of the disbanded Irish Republican Army. Well, the Irish Republican Army is underground. Whether anybody likes it or not, they're still there just as much as anything else. Now, the new IRA, the ones that want to start war, and if you haven't seen the movie Foreigner, it's on TV. You should watch it. Why should you watch it? Well, it's pretty simple. it stipulates what the old IRA was. Now, sectarian tensions in Northern Ireland, Scotland, for God's sake, have increased as the threat of Britain leaving the EU without a deal on October 31st has become more likely. A no-deal Brexit would mean the return to a closed, policed border between Northern and Southern Scotland. Oh, boy. I mean, nobody wants that. Who wants a separated country? Now, there was a prisoner exchange in Kiev, Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine released 35 Russian prisoners, and Russia released a dozen, give or take. Zelensky said Ukraine will now focus on getting back territory controlled by Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of Ukraine. Last time you tried to pull some bullshit over there. Hello, Ukraine. Hope Kiev. I hope you're listening. You get your butt handed to you. And if somebody had not asked for them to lighten up in terms of the individuals who were fighting against you, you would have been pushed off into the ocean or destroyed. That was the two options. They weren't going to take that many people prisoner. You guys couldn't feed them yourself, let alone somebody else. Moscow, Kremlin punished at the polls. Oh, boy, major losses. United Russia, that's the one that supports Putin, lost a third of its seats, dropping 38 to 25, while the officially sanctioned opposition parties took 20 seats. Members of the real opposition were barred from running. Electoral officials over there are pretty absolute. Thousands of Moscow residents took to the streets to protest. That's over this past summer. Outside Moscow, all 16 pro-Kremlin governors were reelected. Ooh. Then you got the property of women in a Muslim ideology that does not fit anything. Public events in Iran have been either segregated or closed women since the country's 79 Islamic revolution. Yeah, well, you decided to start some fun and games. Have fun dealing with it. Video games and violence. Recent mass shooters gunned for high scores. Are violent video games to blame? The answer is no. And it's not difficult to get to that point where you say no. It's actually a release. And then you got the problems in South Africa. An explosion of xenophobic rage. Black foreigners have once again become targets of xenophobic violence in South Africa. African migrants are blamed for all our nation's woes. Think about that very carefully. That's, you know, these people are of the same color. What, you know, are blamed for only from the proliferation of drugs and fake goods to crime and filth in inner city Johannesburg to our 29% unemployment rate. The hatred for brother Africans began during apartheid when mining companies imported foreign labor to avoid organized and unionized local labor. Well, you screwed up. Now look what you got. Then we got Canada. Why, we are worse than Brazil. The main reason, the Boreal has turned from a carbon sink to a to source, is fire. This is about one of the largest they've been emitting more carbon than it absorbs since 2002. The country has the second largest intact forest on Earth after the Amazon, and we're destroying it. The Boreal, as it's called, has been emitting more carbon than it's taken in. That's partly because our logging industry chops down 990,000 acres of it each year. Most of the supply of U.S. with Kleenex and toilet paper, really. Trudeau, keep it going. Main reason turned from is fire. Okay, 3 million acres to blaze. They lost 3 million. Okay, the drying effects of climate change. Trees don't go back. They turn into pasture land. Desecration of the last stands of ancient temperate rainforests anywhere in the world. Well, my. Oh, and I love this little. They got a cartoon that I like. It's got the Grim Reaper on one side smoking a cigarette, and another one on the other side is vaping. The one with the cigarette says, "Dude, those things will kill you." I mean, oh boy. Let's see what else we got. I don't think we got too much else to go through here. And there is a serious, and I mean serious, boardroom battle at AT&T. They expressed doubts about AT&T's decision to go Hollywood with the expensive acquisitions of Time Warner and DirecTV. I mean, you know, there's a longstanding grudge. President Trump used it as fuel for his longstanding grudge against AT&T-owned CNN. Ooh. The company is $194 billion in debt. Now, you're going to have to really do some scraping and whatnot to fix that. And here's finance. Oh, can you imagine? what the experts say? A hidden index fund crisis? New bubble created by index funds. Many of the largest index funds are pouring money into bigger companies that are underperforming. That's basically throwing good money after bad. Well, here's the fun. At some point, the flows will reverse, and it will be ugly. That's the week, September 20th. Oh, unforgivable red tape. The government's Public Service Loan Forgiveness PSLF program is doing little in the way of forgiveness. And this is Decker and Nova. In CNBC.com, a government accountability office report found that from May 18 to May 19, the Department of Education processed 54,184 requests for loan forgiveness. Well, there's a problem with that. And here it is. Through an expanded PSLF program that was said to allow certain non-for-profit and government employees to have their federal student loans canceled after 10 years of on-time payments. However, the department rejected nearly 99% of requests, approving a total of 661 out of 54,180. Last year, Congress authorized a $700 million fund. They've only spent $27 million of it. somebody needs to kick them into whatever and get them running right. Will Trump deport U.S. workers too? Reliance on public benefits has become a fact of life. Global economic shifts, tax policies, technology, waning union power, and the prioritization of corporate profit over wages have eroded the value of the work of our working class jobs. Corporations are forcing the burden of supporting workers, regardless of their country of origin, onto taxpayers. And government is acquiescing. You talk about screwed up, that's about as screwed up as it gets. But reality, remember? Now we're going to get into the other part of the reality. Eric Alderman. My, my, my. The Nation. And this is September 23rd. That's still a couple of days. Lacoons? Cheerleader-in-chief. Trump's comments on the disloyalty of Jews having a long, sordid history. Neocons pretended to speak for American Jews, but took positions at odds with those actually held by most American Jews. Oops. Conservative Christian groups were sometimes peopled with anti-Semites, whose geopolitical analysis tended to blame Jewish billionaire cabals for all the world's ills. Commentary magazine. Torah of neocon belligerents. Man, oh man. And you got parents of right-wing, never-Trumper, William Crystal. Ooh, I've heard his name before. You have a lot of problems that go deeper than people realize. And I got something here I'm going to hit on in a minute, but I'm going to take a break. What does it all amount to? Well, this one will happen. Either the government can do it and we can watch, or the people can do it. But we have a very simple, all-inclusive problem. We got too many crooks running things. Listen up.
From the gallows pole. I couldn't get no silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know that we're too damn poor from the gallows pole.
ain't going to save you. If the federal government and or military and or whomever doesn't do it, we the people will take it up. Now we got a bunch of idiots. Now, oh, Confederate flags got to come down. The statues to certain Confederate leaders has to come down. Well, guess what? And I covered this once before, and it became a major article in this particular magazine. Don't look now. These murals have been called degrading and triggering. Defenders say they're an expose of America's racist past. Ooh, both sides are missing the point. They want to paint over them. What a bunch of idiots. You cannot change history by doing that. Unfortunately, few on either side have taken stock of earlier arguments over the mural's meaning. What does it show? Well, I wanted not only to show Washington's life, that was half the idea, but also to show his beauty of soul, the greatness of his dedication. He was dedicated, similar to my family. Yeah, we owned slaves, to a reasonably decent life. Even though you're a slave, as black migration, immigration, and the racial insurgencies of the 60s transformed the Bay Area, the murals became a focus of contention. Oh, they're nasty. Got to be nasty. Black students in 68 didn't complain about traumatizing images. If anything, they wanted more violence, armed rebel rebellion, slave revolts. Think about that. Oh, boy. It doesn't get much better in most any area you might want to look into. The problems are much deeper than what anybody realizes. And this is why I'm finally saying, hey, enough's enough. I ain't playing the game no more. We need to get the reasonability of things in order. We need to take a stand. Now, I made a promise here. All right. Galactic updates. Linda is the first one on there. Galactic updates. Okay, here it is. Galactic update. The logistics are just about complete for the transition and mass landing of ET. Think about that very carefully. Most of this stuff is coming up. Now, they're going to lead into this reasonably slowly. They're not going to screw with people's minds. So, status of the electrical devices, please. Okay, I got them designed. Now I got to put in the workbench and put them together. Jonathan, when will you be sharing your books? Well, you've mentioned on Gail's show. Dean Chambers was supposed to post those. You ain't posted those yet, Dean? Huh. Okay, well. working on it. Well, let me do you a favor, Dean. Make this a lot easier. I got to dig here for a minute, people. You're going to have to be patient with me. Here it is. PDF to jpg.net. And you should be able to post them from there. I also sent them to Gail. Gail, if you can help Dean, please do so. All right. What do we got here? What else we got? After the mass arrest, most of Congress, says Mary, is gone. Is that when our government is changing back to the Republic? Yes, there's going to be replacements for those people who are removed. Those people are going to be so honest that it hurts. They may not be the greatest thing in the world in terms of knowledgeable about current events and all that happy stuff, but they're going to be so honest that it hurts. That happens when there be an election before the November 2020 elections. That's positive. The people will have a chance at electing people to replace those who have replaced the crooks. The deal on that is simple. You can vote any way you want. You can either vote for a straight up a replacement or leave the person in there if they're doing the job. Any positive news? Yeah, there's lots of it. Feel targeted, do you, Roger? Well, don't feel too bad about things. If need be, we're going to do it ourselves. And there is a large number of people who want to chomping at the bit to do it. How can we bump things up so we can be on our way to next D? Well, by taking out the crooks, for one thing, straightening up things that Trump's been working on, okay? any positive outcomes of POTUS and Zuckerberg meeting? Yeah. Zuckerberg got told that he had best clean up his act and start acting right in terms of everything that he's involved in. Or we can close it and come up with another one. Very simple. Oh boy, UN General Assembly coming up soon. Are they moving into another country? Shouldn't they be dismantled along with Chuck de Blasio? the UN has a simple mandate that's been given to them. If they don't want bulldozers to push that crap off into the bay and see what floats, they have a choice of complying with something other than liberal demands. Think about it very carefully. There is a world fund people don't know about, and I'm hoping to be able to add one little caveat to all this. The leaving, well, they don't think that Africa is safe enough. Europe has not got their head screwed on straight. Let's see here. And the United States doesn't need their interference. So that it's a mess for the UN. They really got some fun. Shouldn't they be dismantled? I don't know about dismantled. I think they need to move to their new headquarters in China that China built for them. I do believe that would be the correct thing to do. Chucky and de Blasio, really? Good luck on that. Marianne, after global reset to gold-backed money. Well, it's going to be a basket, but gold's in there, yeah. Will the prices of everything go down? It should. Now, what's interesting is that everybody decided to raise prices on certain things simply because of the unrest in the Middle East. The coalition I spoke of, or mentioned very lightly, has already been being formed. And that coalition's objective is to tell Iran to cut the shit or be destroyed. That's going to be their choice. They can't take on the world, just like Hitler couldn't with all of Germany's capability, and Iran is far from that. I can remember when $1 million used to be an astronomical amount of money. Well, you have to understand what happened to money. When you got more of something, you print it or make it or whatever, the cost and price go down. That is how you devalue a currency without devaluing it. Now you get the picture. College is running a huge two-bedroom apartment, $125 a month. Well, maybe the corporations who think it's cute to put somebody in that same place, now think about this very carefully, and charge $2,500 a month for it, maybe those people need to be smacked down. Maybe they need to be told, you know, ever hear of price controls? Ever hear of going out of business? Mr. Barr really with the Iran-Contra working to bring drugs over the border? No. Barr was clean on that. I know who it was, and it wasn't Barr. I'm not going to say who. They are having fourth graders watch CNN in our public schools. How can you stop that? Well, Georgia, it's real simple. There's such a thing as parental rights, and when used correctly, you can control whatever is offered in a public school. Doesn't matter what they think about that. What matters is that they cannot deny you your parental rights. Whether anybody likes the deal or likes it or not, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that the work being done, damage done to the weather by the good guys in ET, and the ETZTs didn't do this. At least not the good ones. There's some pirates that stole some stuff and made it available. Is this relevant to America? And then we'll let's see. Yeah, good guys need to as America, and then we'll follow on the rest of the world onto the Well, we have to get ours under control so they can't screw us over, so we can help the rest of the world. And yes, it's a global initiative, but we're first in this particular case. miss you on your Facebook page. Well, Rhonda, says something about I can be back in a couple of weeks or so. Comment on the following I saw on a newsletter. See more, it says. All bricks. All BRICS countries except Russia to a degree have been infiltrated by Jesuit agents in the past 5 years. BRICS today is the same BRICS as when Lula was the president of Brazil. Jesuit-backed bankers are now openly advocating their own version of the financial reset. Of course they are. The problem is that the Jesuits are not as numerically large in number as everybody thinks. So it's not going to come about the way they want it to. It's going to come out the way it's supposed to be, and that's a fairness for everybody. You see, you just watch as if FOIA doc they've published has to do with State Department last-minute efforts to get raw documents and classified docs on alleged Russian involvement in Capitol Hill ASAP before Trump inauguration. Yeah, that's an ongoing process, by the way. Barr is taking up a lot of the stuff that Judicial Watch has supplied to them so that they can take care of the problems with Russiagate. The people who wanted to play games are now liable, and it's not going to be pretty when they land on somebody with both feet. Somebody is typing a comment. And you guys got questions, now's the time, because as soon as the questions dry up, I'm gone. Bear that in mind. There's a lot of college football going on. I'd like to see the results of some of it. I like Notre Dame and a few others. I guess IU got their whatever's handed to them. Well, IU was never has been a really strong football college. They were great at basketball. They got rid of the coach that down that to that point. Well, you're typing a comment. It's an awful long one, or you're screwing up a lot. One of the two. Anyway. The situation is not dire. It's not impossible. Aliens found in China on a mountain. What the hell? Tim, thanks for all your replies, okay. Aliens found in China on a mountain Gunshin P. Who are they? Well, depends on a lot of different things. Ronaldo could be a clone. It's hard to tell. See, here's the deal on knowing whether or not you got a clone you're dealing with. If you've had personal experiences with this person, they should be very readily aware of it and be able to pop the memory out, no problem. if they hesitate, hem, haw, and delay, you're probably dealing with a clone that's trying to get the that information. That's one of the easiest ways I know. A soccer player? Sure. It don't matter. It doesn't matter what the what. It doesn't matter what. It matters who. And what they're looking to do is to place as many clones as they can in as many places as possible to get better control. Marianne, why is the Navy now admitting the existence of UFOs? They didn't have a choice. Too much evidence against them. And we're getting ready to start meeting these people. Woo-hoo. Our brothers from the stars. Now, there's a couple of things that goes into this that people need to know. Everybody, you can pass this around like free beer, but make sure that it comes around, okay? UFOs is all well and good. The interesting thing is that on average and in general, there is what's called a no physical contact policy. There are germs that we have and germs they got that neither one of us has resistance to. And we don't need people getting ate up by some fun and games. So, remember that when they come down. Now, they probably will be wearing a suit and gloves. That's normal when you visit a foreign planet or a planet that is not dealing with your origins. Okay. Update with you're working with Neil Keenan. Things are in process. I'm waiting myself on all that. How soon will it bust loose? Well, Jules, I've been telling him to hurry up, and he laughs and sometimes frowns at me. Will there be an end to clone making? Yes. That has to stop for the simple fact that you can't have. Used to be a thing called falsies that women wore to make themselves a little more voluptuous, bigger this, that, or more shapely this, that. Men did the same thing. They used to roll up a sock and stick it in their drawers. Oh, the ladies will love this. Uh-huh. And then they find out you got a weenie the size of your little finger. They go, really? Anyway, crypto, not gold-backed. Well, Jules, that's wrong. It's going to be a combination. Will we see them soon? Which? The clones? You're gonna be able to identify clones. They'll be marked on the forehead. It's not a mark of Cain. It's just so that people know that it's a clone, manufactured entity, biological entity. Soon, yeah. Everything is supposed to be taking place this year. Hopefully, that has not changed. I keep getting the same answer when I ask that question. I ask when of the people that are supposed to be doing it. Now, Jules, it has been said we are going to crypto and not gold-backed. Well, there's a combination of things. It's going to be precious metals, agriculture, and all this other happy stuff that is called a basket, the labor capability of the people in the country. And this will determine the value of the basket. The baskets are supposed to be somewhere near equal. So the level of a poor country could be very similar in value as a basket from the United States. Okay, is a trailer a safe place to live and being made of metal? Well, it depends on whether or not you're around a whole lot of lightning. Now, Annie, there's a couple of fun and games with trailers if it's not a structural trailer. And there's a difference, a big one, okay? Generally, most of them are not structural. A structural trailer will stand up to pretty heavy storms and things of that nature. there isn't anything I know of, other than a bunker underground, that will withstand big trees falling on it and stuff. So, you know, you have to take that into consideration. If you're living in a trailer that doesn't have great big trees right next to it, you're probably in pretty good shape. And even if you do, you probably won't have terrible problems. Susanna, you got ETs with a question mark. ETs are going to be seen when they start landing. They're going to land on the White House lawn. let's see here. Just about every public place you can think of. Everybody probably will freak out right at first. Oh my God, it's an invasion! The Martians are coming to eat our brains or some silly whatever. there were a lot of fun and games back in the day when War of the Worlds was put out. It freaked out just about everybody. Then we had the other part of that, which nobody talks about and is very seldom referred to, where certain people, and these are top-of-the-line scientists, flew around in an E.T. craft. Now, exactly how they ended up getting E.T. craft, and let alone knowing how to operate and fly around, I have no idea. These things used water for fuel. Now, that means all of the water, not just the hydrogen, because hydrogen and oxygen in the right proportion creates one hell of an explosive mix. It's 100 times what our present fuels are. Oh, and I was thinking about safety as far as magnetic and frequency. Well, generally, trailers are made out of aluminum, which does not take the frequency, take up the frequencies that people have problems with. And aluminum is diamagnetic, not magnetic. So consequently, you should be really, you know, not too bad off. Everybody should get a. Everybody's gonna love this. Get a little bit of lead foil, and I mean lead foil, honest to God lead, like they make bullets out of or whatever. Lead foil enough to cover your computer. The circuit breaker in your computer will pop, go open, so that the power supply doesn't eat up the computer on any kind of a surge. Okay, the ideology behind things like aerial bursts of atomic weapons is to create a magnetic pulse, and that magnetic pulse is pretty interesting in that it has a large range of frequencies that it contains when that it produces when it's set off like that. Okay, people think that we're going to have a problem with magnetic bursts over the United States. There's a couple problems with that. Primarily, you're not going to be able to get those items within our airspace real easily. We've got some of the best security in reference to that known to man. Now, other things that are going on that nobody is mentioning and beyond the questions is real simple. Logistics is set. Evidence is there, as I have stipulated on the show. And what I am looking for is definitive action, as promised. And I mean, I was promised by some really high-level people that the action would be taken sooner than what it so far has. What I'm looking for is definitive action. If, and this is a caution, not a warning or anything like that, this is a caution to those people in power to actually effectively take the action, mass arrest or whatever, you need to do so. The reason you do, very simply, is because if you don't, we will. And these people I'm talking about that will take the action, civilians primarily, many have military experience, etc., but civilians basically, I will caution that they do not, and I mean do not, anybody try to interfere with our taking these people into custody. We don't have a problem turning them over to the correct placed people. In other words, bring out a big load of white hats, and you're going to need them. And a whole bunch of, you know, those restraining bracelets that they use that got locks on them and stuff made out of stainless or made out of steel. You need to bring a whole bunch of that too, because you're gonna be taking people off of the garbage bag ties, or however you want to look at that, that are normally used by people such as ourselves. Believe me, there's a lot of it out there, and they have ready-made ones now that are looped together. All you got to do is put them over the guy's hands, or female's hands, as the case may be, tighten them up. Yeah, and here's a word of caution. No abuse of prisoners. No, and I mean any abuse. You don't tighten them things up tight enough that that their hands can't get blood flow. you do not wait until the person is basically under your control. That means handcuffs or something of that nature, before you go beating on them. There's no reason to really be like that, because we lower ourselves. When we do something like that, we lower ourselves right back down to the nasties. And I'd say that most of the people that listen to this and are paying attention doesn't have anything to do with the nasties. So, Anna, you're welcome. Anybody else got a question? If not, I'll see you. Get her done.